It was quite a ritzy affair. Why, all the elite were there, and I spied the liveliest lady that I've seen anywhere.
Doing this in relay, she seemed to be the whole show.
I was curious to know
just who she was and what she was, so I asked my boyfriend Joe, who's that lively bunch of men making all those flappers step? That's Grandma.
That's Grandma.
Yes, sir. Who's that stately looking queen? Do you know the one I mean? That's Grandma.
Grandma?
Bet your life that's her.
Now put your kid boys with you, because I have no time to fool. We're not clouded. But who's the girl that looks so old? She just got out of school.
Three score 10, but wait a while. Still retains that baby's smile. Peggy Joyce don't know no style. It's Grandma, that's all.
Now celebrities were there, and everybody did their share. Now the first ones on the program were Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. How do you do, everybody? How do you do? How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Eddie Cantor did his bit when he sang that famous hit.
I want a woman.
He wants a woman.
Oh,
give me a woman for mine.
Then Moran and Mack did their famous blackface act.
Well, what cold is that?
Oh, well, maybe we shouldn't mention it.
I'd rather we all forget about it.
All right. Well, there was entertainment galore, and the people yelled for more. So Grandma got right up and replied with this encore.
Does she know how to date? Can she drive her own straight eight? That's Grandma.
It's Grandma.
Yes, sir.
But
does she take those mile-long hikes just to get the brand she likes? That's Grandma.
Grandma.
Bet your life that's her.
Now, years ago, our grandma used to sit around and sigh.
Yeah, but nowadays, our grandma's do a Lindbergh in the sky.
Does she spend most of her day chasing father time away? Who first introduced, hey, hey, it's Grandma that's on. It's Grandma that's on. La, la, la.